Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
So even though there's a half a dozen centers, the consensus makes it likely that one of those players is going to fall to number seven. You guys are committed to the best player available regardless of position if there's a consensus in management as to who that best player is.
Yeah, we're taking the best player. Ultimately, players played on the wing. One of the young men in the top part of the draft played pretty primarily on the wing in a pro league this year. So is he a center down the road? Yes. But you also have players that are currently in the National Hockey League that were earmarked as centers that are really effective wingers as well and creating from the wing. I don't think it's just a married position to the player. They might start out one way and move into the middle of the ice, as a lot of players do. It's hard to just be a winger and then decide you're going to be a center later on. Ultimately, I think the centers carry a lot of weight in that regard, and some players are adamant. No, I am a center. I'm just a center. But, there are players that really don't care. They consider themselves top six players or top line players, and that's where they want to play and play with the best players they possibly can.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. That was the voice of Don Sweeney, who will be a busy guy tomorrow. Boston Bruins picking early in the draft, and for more on that, joining us here is Odyssey Bruins insider, host of the Skate Pod, and also Sunday Skate during the hockey season. That, of course, is Bridget Prue, who joins us here on the program. Bridget, sorry for the late start. I got carried away talking about the Patriots defense, but glad to have you, and glad to have you here for a primer on what should be a much more interesting night for the Bruins tomorrow than was for the Celtics last night, where we waited all night and then they drafted someone no one ever heard of. The Bruins, at the very least, have a much more valuable pick, a higher pick, and as you heard from Don Sweeney there, a pick that we're not really sure which direction they're going to be going in. Where are you at right now with this pick? If they do make the selection, who do you think it's going to be, and do you think they make the pick at all?
Well, first of all, I don't think they trade out of this pick. Gut feeling is that there's not really many takers for that spot, and I think there probably will be one team in the top 10 to trade out, maybe Utah, but I just don't think it's going to be Boston. And one of the main reasons why I don't think they'll trade out is because I actually think there's a few good options in that range that one of these high-skilled players, that's a center, is probably going to fall to seven, and that could include James Higgins.
Okay, so that's who they're high on, right? Higgins is a guy that they really like. In the past, we know that Don Sweeney has had a thing for guys who play around here or grew up around here, that type of thing. Tell us about James Higgins. If you're not a Hockey East freak like you are, what would they be getting in him? Why do they like him so much? What is it about Higgins that has the Bruins sort of sprung right now?
Well, I think the excitement's growing once again for Higgins because he was originally projected to be the number one overall pick back at the beginning of his college hockey season, and his stock fell. Because he was overshadowed a little bit at BC by Ryan Leonard and Gabe Perreault. So he didn't put up the kind of numbers people thought he would. And so he's dropped all the way potentially to number seven. I saw some mocks that have him even falling past the Bruins. So this is a guy that might actually be available in your range. He could probably go anywhere from 5 to 9. And because he's at BC, he's had a lot of time to talk to Don Sweeney. I think he's got a great offensive upside. I think he doesn't get enough credit for his 200-foot game, so his defensive side of the game. And I think he absolutely has the upside of the number one center eventually in the NHL.
How is this draft being projected in terms of impact players inside the top 10, outside of the top 10? Is this considered a deep draft, Bridget?
I would say that from my research and all of the different mocks we've read and all the different people we've talked to in our research for the Skate Pod and for writing for WEI.com, it seems to me that the top 9 are really solid players, and you might see a little bit of a drop off after that. But the good news is the Bruins are right there at 7. So I think they're going to get a quality player. I think there's a consensus number one pick, which is Matthew Schaefer, and he's kind of in a league of his own in this draft. But after that, you got probably that 4 to 9 range that's going to have some really solid players. So I would say it's at least deep enough to get you a good player where the Bruins are drafting.
Is there a position that they're coveting above others? I mean, I know they're probably okay in goal, but, you know, winger, center, defense. I mean, we just heard Sweeney talking about guys that they can use in different places, but is there a particular type of player that they're set on right now?
I think the reason he said that is because if they take a guy that's a winger when everyone thinks that they should take a center, he was kind of like maybe laying the groundwork for just preparing people for, you know, this guy, maybe we'll take him best available and he could be center later, or some of these guys that are projected as centers are going to end up being wingers anyway. But the good news for the Bruins is that Matthew Schaefer, the one that I mentioned, is going to go number one as a defenseman. But after him, the next 9 picks or so are really mostly going to be wingers and centers. So you have a lot of forwards to choose from. And yeah, I think they end up going center because the guys in the range are Higgins, O'Brien, Martin, and McQueen. And those guys are all centers. And a few of them are pretty big size as well.
Okay, I do want to hear more about those guys. But before we get into the weeds with these prospects, Don Sweeney, I don't want to call him embattled because I don't think that's quite accurate, but someone who's had trouble in the past with these drafts and has whiffed on an awful lot of picks, including when he first got here and had those 3 in a row, which still he's been living in the shadow of that this entire time in his tenure as GM. He's got other strengths, obviously, but when it comes to the draft, he's shown to have some major weaknesses. Is he going to have the same run of power and decision-making power that he's had in the past, or are they, you know, from Cam Neely, maybe even all the way up to the Jacobs, have they rearranged that structure at all in order to maybe take some of that burden off of him or maybe bring in some other voices who have had more success drafting in the past?
I don't think their draft strategy this year has changed at all. To my knowledge, it is going to be the same as it always has been. And he's been talking and watching all these I mean, I even see him at college hockey games. When I'm broadcasting, I'll see him kind of, you know, a few rows in front of me, watching different prospects. He goes out to AHL games. He goes out to Canadian Hockey League games. He goes out to NCAA hockey games. He's pretty invested in that aspect of, and especially this year with them being having that number 7 overall pick. So he's still going to be in the control seat, really, when it comes to making this pick.
Okay, you mentioned Roger McQueen, the centerman who was injured, I want to say, last year. There's some reason why people think he's going to drop, right? Isn't that was the injury questions?
Yeah, this is a guy, I don't know if you remember this, draft lottery night, Scott and I came on your show and we were talking about, okay, well, the Bruins fell to the latest they could be picking in this draft, which is 7th. And we talked about some of the guys available there, and we thought Roger McQueen would be available there. And I think he will be. And the reason he's kind of an intriguing prospect is because he could have gone number 1 overall in this draft if he was healthy.
Bad's the injury?
The reason I stopped talking, I thought I cut out there, but the injury is something he's been dealing with for 3 years.
Okay.
It's a back injury. It was a fracture, and then he had muscle issues after that, and he said he finally 2 months ago started to feel pain-free. And the good news for him and for teams that want, you know, a reason to draft him is he had great combine numbers. He was completely healthy at the combine. And he's been taking, you know, contact practices. So he's kind of back to normal. And his health is a little bit better, I think, than what people thought it was.
He's a big kid, right? Isn't he like 6'6 or something like that? The back issues for a young guy that big, that's, I can see why that would be a red flag for a lot of teams for sure.
Yeah, he's 6'5". But he's, like I said, if he was healthy right along the past 3 years, this guy might be going number one. And I think a lot of people are really high on his offensive skill set. And one of the problems with picking, you know, between 7 and 10 is that you're trying to find a number one center.
Right.
And some of these guys, if you pick it wrong here, the ceiling could be number two, you know, a second line center. I think his upside, everybody believes, could be a first line guy.
Okay. With that in mind, looking at some of the young players on the roster right now, your Lysels, your Poitras's, kids like that, who do you think is safe and who do you think may feel some sort of threat from whoever gets picked at 7 here?
I don't think Lysel or Poitras safe, to be honest with you.
No.
But I don't think that the number 7 overall pick comes this upcoming season, unless it's James Higgins and he finishes out college in, say, March or April and joins the team at the end of the year. These guys are all at least a year off from joining the team, so they might not have to worry this year about that number 7 pick. But Fabian Lysel, if he was drafted in the first round, has had already an uphill battle to make the roster. And as the Bruins have made moves, like at the trade deadline, they added Fraser Mitton. They're adding other guys that are competing with him for the same spots. So there's definitely no way I would consider him safe. I think that the consensus for Poitras is that he also really has to earn a spot again out of training camp and show that he's kind of gotten stronger once again. That's been his knock, really, is being able to stay healthy and stay strong.
We're talking with Bridget Prue, Skate Pod and Sunday Skate here on WEEI, Odyssey Bruins Insider. Bridget, before we let you go here, let's get a prediction of what you think they're going to do. And also, if you were Don Sweeney, who would you take?
Well, I think that the crazy thing about this draft is that there's so many options here of who could drop, right? Like, if Higgins drops, I think that's a home run. That's an easy one. I wouldn't second guess it. And I would take Higgins at 7 if he drops. But I kind of feel he's going to go 6th, unfortunately. So he might get taken the pick before you. And then if you're left without that as an option, I think if Brady Martin is still on the board, he is kind of like a Makichuk, a Sam Bennett, big, tough kid that grew up on a farm and he's got the edge to him. I could see them being attracted to him there as well.
Okay. Later on in the draft, any thoughts of maybe looking at something in goal? Is that on the radar at all here? Maybe in the later rounds, obviously not at 7, but is that something that you think they'll address tomorrow night?
Well, so I will say, I'm not sure if they have an eye on anybody that's a goalie prospect that's draft eligible, but I know that development camp starts Monday and they invited Albin Boya, who's the goalie from Maine, and he had a great season. He won the Hockey East Championship with Maine. They made it to the NCAA tournament, and he's a very good goaltender that is, he was not drafted. So he's there on an invitation, which means really he's not affiliated with anyone, but the Bruins are interested in him. So if they were able to sign him after his collegiate season next year, I think that would be a good addition for them.
Okay, interesting. We'll see how it all shakes out tomorrow night. Bridget Prue, thanks so much for the time. We enjoyed having you, and look forward to your coverage of who the Bruins take and the rest of the offseason here as we go through the summer.
All right, thank you. We will be there tomorrow. So.
Oh, excellent. All right, Bridget Prue, boots on the ground. Thanks so much. She, along with Scott McLaughlin, will be there at the NHL draft, and we'll have wraparound coverage of that, I'd say, probably all over the website of who the Bruins end up getting and what they end up doing. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. If you missed any of that or our interview with Dan Greenberg, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. Just subscribe to the Christian Arcan Show on the Odyssey app or wherever it is that you find your podcast. Coming up, we got the New England Nightly News, which will take us up to the great state of Maine and also to the great city of Brookline, just a stone's throw away from our studio right here, where there is an infestation of bed bugs. So we'll get to all of that right after Joe Braverman and get you caught up on what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With Bregman still being out and likely until after the All-Star break, why move Devers before knowing when you're going to get Bregman back in some capacity?
Yeah, I think there are decisions, really hard decisions, that need to be made to some degree independent of each other. And you know, we got to this place where it felt like the Raffy trade and both sides getting a fresh start was important and necessary for the direction that we were going. And that was a really hard decision. And I understand the criticism and I understand, the questions, but it was a hard decision that we had to make.
Oh, what a great song. Good job. It's Joe Braverman back there, by the way, on the Wheels of Steel. Playing all your favorite love songs back to back to back here on 93.7 The River. It's WEEI.
This one comes on behalf of Craig Breslow.
This one's for you, Craig. From Raffy in San Francisco. A big bow wow wow. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I want to say thanks again to Bridget Prue for joining us in that last segment. That was Craig Breslow you heard right there. And the Celtics just made a pick, by the way, except they didn't. Their time came up to make a pick, and there was a selection that was made, and then it was immediately traded to Orlando. The player Noah Penda, a 6'8 French forward, who was supposed to be or was considered one of the top international draft prospects, but really plummeted with his draft stock, due in large part to the fact that he's not much of an outside shooter, and 31.3% from three-point range this past season. Draft analysts don't like his mechanics. But you don't have to worry about that, Celtics, because he's going to Orlando.
So Celtics. I will add a little bit to that report. I couldn't get the clip, but Shams on the draft coverage was saying that the Celtics wanted to take the guy who was just selected from Minnesota. Rashear Fleming.
Okay.
So they wanted to draft.
The brother of Will Fleming.
Right.
And his other brother. What's Dave. The other? Dave, yes. Dave, Will, and what's this one's name?
Rashear.
And Rashear Fleming,
yeah.
Yes.
So they wanted to draft Fleming. They were hoping they would fall to him at 32, but he goes one pick before, so that's why the Celtics made this trade.
Okay. So, yeah, they wanted Will Fleming's brother, Rashear, who went to St. Joseph's, right, or St. John's?
St.
He went to one of the Saints, yeah. And he
which
ends
is
up,
going to Phoenix. It was drafted by Minnesota, going to Phoenix.
Going to Phoenix. Penda was drafted next by the Celtics. That is a pick for Orlando now. And he will be going to Orlando. The Celtics, in return for trading the 32nd overall pick, will get numbers 46 and 57, a 2026 second rounder, and a 2027 second rounder. So if you like second round picks, this was an awesome trade for the Celtics.
More chances to get Jokic.
Yes, absolutely. More chances to get, wasn't Ginobili a second-round pick?
Yep, Jalen Brunson.
Brunson, Steve
Draymond,
Nash.
Draymond Green.
Steve Nash?
No, I think Steve Nash was first round.
Was he?
Santa Clara.
I know where he went to school. I don't remember if it was the first or second round. Let's see. He was drafted in the... He was drafted at 15 overall. I was totally wrong. I don't know why I thought that he was drafted later than that. He was in that famous draft with Ray Allen and Iverson and Kobe and Jermaine O'Neal and Antoine
96.
Walker and all those guys. One of the best drafts of all time. I should have known that. I don't know why I thought otherwise there. But, yeah, okay. So, yeah, they're waiting on the next lots of opportunities to get that next big second rounder. So, you know, whoopee-doo. Anyway, I wanted to touch on what Breslow just said there, but we'll table that and save it for later. He talked about the timing with the Devers trade and how Bregman still hasn't come back from his injury yet. And if you think about it, Bregman's not going to be back until after the All-Star break at this point. I think we all sort of agree, right? It doesn't look like that's going to be the case, or it's going to be right up against that. And that's only a couple of weeks away from now, and it may be too late by the time he's back. By the time he gets back, it may not matter. So just something to keep in mind there. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. It is just after 8:30, which means it's time to take a look here in our own backyard on the Christian Arcan Show with the New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
All right. We got two stories here for the Nightly News. One up in Maine and one right down the street here in the great city of Brookline. A city that I have never lived in myself. It's a little out of my tax bracket, I guess. I've lived very close to it. I lived in Austin for a long time, right on the Brookline line, but never in Brookline. Brookline is a nice, nice area. I have friends from Brookline. But Brookline may be a place to want to avoid right now, or surrounding areas where we are right now could be part of the contamination zone, as there has been a major, major bed bug outbreak.
There is a major bed bug issue inside one of the condos here at this building in Brookline. Pest control estimates there's about 100,000 bed bugs in this one particular unit, and they've been spreading to other apartments.
Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly which building it is. You want to look it up, you can find it yourself. But I will tell you, hearing that number, hearing that there are 100,000 bed bugs in one building has me shook. I'm legitimately shook because bed bugs travel, man. They travel. They get on your clothes and they go where you go, and they get on the plane with you. They get in the Uber with you. They go to the bar with you. They go to your house with you. They get in your bed. They are a menace. And I've never even had them before. I've only been around people that have been almost, I don't want to say had their lives ruined by bed bugs, but temporarily bed bugs will ruin your life. All it takes is one night of getting bit by those things, one night with some bed bugs, and you are going to look weird for, I don't know, a month at least. If they get you, if they really start getting in on you and they bite you. I had a friend that got just massacred by these bed bugs, and for at least a month his whole body, it looked like he had the bubonic plague. It was in the summer, so you know, he couldn't go to the beach, he couldn't go swimming, couldn't do anything. It was disgusting, and it was all over his body. One of my friends, him and his girlfriend, they went on a trip. I think they went to Italy or somewhere in Europe, had a great time, stayed in hostels. One night in one of the hostels, they both got bit by the bed bugs. And the two of them came back and looked like the Elephant Man and the Elephant Man's wife. It was all over their face. It was all over their neck and their arms and their legs. It was disgusting. I have never had the misfortune of getting attacked by bed bugs. But I've seen what it looks like. I've seen the...
immediate aftermath, and I've seen how long those bites linger for. And it is horrifying. So, Brookline, I'm not going to tell you how to run your city, but I will say that if you want to demolish this building, I would not say that was the wrong move. You would have to relocate all the people who live there, obviously. You'd have to move them into new apartments and, you know, buy them houses or whatever. That would all be, I'm sure, very costly. But if it means killing these 100,000 bed bugs or however so before they can spread and breed and get out there into the world, get into Alston, go to JP, go all around. Brookline's surrounded by all these different places. You know, you can go in any direction from Brookline, and all of a sudden, you've covered the whole state. So, you know, you get right up Route 9. Before you know it, you're out in the suburbs. Before you know it, you're up on the pike. Bed bugs travel, man. This is an urgent situation. Maybe you don't have to demolish the building, but you do have to have that guy from Arachnophobia, you know, that guy with the big flamethrower, go in there and just, you know, just wipe everything out. And, yeah, that may be easier. And the fire damage may be problematic, but it would be better than the alternative.
Well, there is, I mean, if we listen to this clip more, we know the reason for all the bed bugs and a solution that could have been avoided
a long time ago. Let's hear the rest of it.
Inside this apartment in Brookline, trash can be seen piled up everywhere. Uh-huh. And if you look closely, you'll see bed bugs roaming around.
It's disturbing. We're down the hall.
Richard Rubin lives on the fourth floor of the Concord Condominiums on Green Street near Coolidge Corner. Property management tells us one of his neighbors has an estimated 100,000 bed bugs in her apartment.
It's very frustrating to a lot of tenants, and it causes a lot of aggravation.
The town's health department says an elderly woman with mental health and hoarding issues owns and lives in the unit. It's one of the worst infestations they've ever seen.
Stop it right there. I didn't realize we had a hoarder situation. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I just heard the very beginning and I heard there's bed bugs. I did not realize it was the result of a elderly hoarder. I've watched the show Hoarders many, many times, and it's the most depressing show of all time. It's one of those shows where you watch it and the range of emotions that you feel is exactly the same every single episode. It starts off, what is wrong with this person? How come this person let it get like this? Why won't they clean their house? This is disgusting. I hate this person. This person's ridiculous. And then you find out why they became hoarders, and you find out that some horrible thing happened to them at some point in their life, or that they got old and dementia or whatever, and they can't keep up with it. And they don't even see the mess that they have. But a lot of times, it's related to, like, some traumatic thing. You know, it's just something terrible that happened in their life, like to their kid or something. And they can't deal. And so they leave everything in their house exactly how it is. They won't throw anything away. They won't, they keep ordering stuff to make them happy because they're sad about what happened. And it just gets completely overrun. And this is every single episode of the show. And I know that that's what's going to happen every single time. And I still find myself getting mad at them in the first 15 minutes. They set the show up very well. And that's kind of what just happened right now. We hear about a bed bug infestation. I didn't realize it was all contained into one apartment, which actually is a good thing if you think about it. Because you can handle one apartment. If that's the only place it is, it's an elderly woman. She's probably not going out into the world that much if she's a hoarder. It's just people tend to not leave their house that much. But 100,000 bed bugs in the one unit, that's rough. There may have to be some sort of intervention. They could call the show Hoarders, for example. Do they still make that show? I feel like they've explored every avenue of what compels a hoarder to live that type of life. And every single time, it's super, super sad. So I'm going to, I'll back off a little bit because I'm sure that that's part of the case here.
The most recent episode was in December of 2024.
Okay. So
it's still going.
Still going. There's still people. And this, you know, you can shoot one right here. No matter what, though, you need to do something about this before the bed bugs get out of that one apartment and spread to the rest of the building and then the rest of the city and the rest of the state and then, you know, eat Tokyo or whatever happens after that. That is one story that we have here. Just be aware if you're in Brookline, especially if you happen to be in that one lady's building. There is another piece of news involving the great state of Maine. Oh, which we don't have audio for. Well, I'll just tell you then. The Cooper Flag yesterday was named Cooper Flag Day up in Maine by the governor of Maine, and good for them. I was thinking about other famous people from Maine, And the list is not a very long list, but it's long enough. Other people who may have had the day dedicated to them up there, it's, again, not the longest list in the world, but you have your, let's see, you have your Anna Kendrick. She is from Maine.
Which I didn't realize until later on in her career. I didn't realize she was a New England native.
She was a maniac. I didn't really know that until I looked up famous people from Maine, but yeah, she's from Maine. I like her, by the way. I'm a big fan of Anna Kendrick.
Me too. Me too.
There's something about just like a little tiny person who can sing really well. I don't know what it is, but just I like
She's that. Also, when you watch the videos of her like in interviews or whatever, she's funny.
Yeah, she is.
She's got some funny one-liners.
She was on Desus and Mero, and she was funny on Desus and Mero. And she's in all those, what are those like a cappella movies that she's in?
That's Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect. Yeah. Pitch Perfect.
And then she's the voice of the trolls in those animated ones.
Yeah. Big Anna Kendrick fan over here. Stephen King, noted maniac. Patrick Dempsey, who you may remember as McDreamy from that show, that hospital show, which now I can't remember what it's called. What the hell is the name of that show?
General Hospital.
Not General Hospital. The one with the more recent one. That everyone
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Thank you very much. Yeah, Patrick Dempsey from Grey's Anatomy. And, of course, Leon Wood Bean. Who's that? That's DJ Bean's grandfather. I'm just kidding. It's not DJ Bean's grandfather. That's LL Bean. I didn't know that until today. Number one, that the guy, there was an actual guy named Leon Wood Bean, which, what a name. Holy moly. If my name was Leon Wood Bean, I wouldn't go by LL. You know, first of all, LL Cool J kind of has the LL market cornered. Number two, Leon Wood is an awesome start to your name. And that's not even the end of it. Leon Wood Bean? I would want people to address me by that full name, like every single time, like A Tribe Called Quest. Like you have to say the entire thing. You know, you have to call me Leon Wood Bean every time you address me. Otherwise, I will not respond. Instead, he went with LL Bean, which I guess maybe is a better corporate name.
You got it, Leon Arcan.
Leon Wood Arcan. Thank you very much. So there you go. June 25th, Cooper Flag Day. And I'm, of course, forgetting the most famous maniac of all, the great Dale Arnold, who makes Maine proud every single day. And John Saucier, of course, too.
How about TC? Tom Caron.
Tom Caron's a maniac? I did not know that. Okay. Add him to the list. When's Tom Caron Day? Probably right after Dale Arnold Day. John Saucier Day, I believe, is 420. 617-779-7937
Dale here.
Is your phone number. Hi, Dale. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Joe Mazzulla was the topic of a question asked to Brad Stevens last night, and his answer was an interesting one. We discussed it a little bit with Greeny. We'll dive into it more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Brad, has there been any discussion with Joe Mazzulla about a contract extension?
Joe and I, first of all, I'll keep any of those discussions in-house. But we've got Joe under contract for multiple years right now. And so we certainly want Joe to be around here for a long time.
Christian Arcan Show here at WEEI. Coming to you live from our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We're live here in Boston, up in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the islands. If you're not in any of those places, you can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Save W-E-E-I as a favorite and listen wherever you go. And that goes for any segment you may have missed, like us talking about bed bugs or people from Maine. Someone said the drummer from Fish is from Maine. Didn't know that. John Fishman, I believe his name is. That's news to me, so I'm very good. If you missed any of that, you can go back and listen to it. Search the Christian Arcan Show wherever it is that you find your podcast. That was Brad Stevens from last night talking about his head coach, Joe Mazzulla. And a interesting little bit there that I discussed with Greeny when he joined the show at 7:30, because when Stevens says, yeah, we've got him signed for a few more years, I heard that and I said, no, you don't. This is it, isn't it? This next year is his last year of this contract. Unless, of course, there was an extension handed to him that we didn't know about, that no one mentioned. They win the championship. They call Joe into the office and say, Joe, we love what you're doing here. We're going to extend you, but we're not going to tell a soul. It's just going to be between you and me and Wick or whoever the new owner is. They'll know about it, but that's it. We're not going to put a press release out or anything. It's going to be a big mystery. And if someone happens to ask me a question about it after the first round of the draft, I'll eventually tell them then. Like that, you know, that's what it looks like the plan was here. Or it was perhaps a misstatement by Brad Stevens, as if he meant to say we got him for this next year and, you know, we really like him and whatever. But the question was pretty direct. It was, have you thought about an extension for Joe? And he said, no, well, we've got Joe here for a few more years. How'd you take that, Joe? You're a Joe. What did you think about that?
Well, I mean, as a fellow Joe, I feel good. I feel good. But no, seriously, I
do you think there was an extension that like missed a secret extension?
I mean, from I don't know if there was an extension or there's going to be an extension. I do feel like it will be coming at some point, whether it's been done already or whether it will be upcoming. I think just Brad Stevens and everyone in that organization talks glowingly about Mazzulla.
They do. And you know, he's Brad's guy, too.
Yeah, pretty much. But Stevens said when Ime Udoka went through all that, Mazzulla, you're coming from the second row. You're going to be the lead guy.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I mean, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because he's a head coach that won a championship. So I do think that an extension is deserved. Now, whether he gets a second one, depending on how these next couple of years go, remains to be seen.
Or if you already got one, how long it's for is also a question I would like to know. Ephraim Brockton in the Twitch chat is saying, Arcan, you're wrong. He said that he's been signed for years. Can we play it again? Because I thought he said, we've got him signed for years, as in we've got him signed for future years upcoming. Not that he's been here for years. We know he's been here for years. The question was about an extension. Play the whole thing again.
Brad, has there been any discussion with Joe Mazzulla about a contract extension?
Okay, stop. Any discussion with Joe Mazzulla about a contract extension? No way to misinterpret that question.
Joe and I, first of all, I'll keep any of those discussions in-house.
Okay.
But we've got Joe under contract for multiple years
right now. We've got Joe under contract for multiple years right now. That implies multiple years further, not that we've had him under contract for multiple years. We've got him under contract for multiple years, to me, says that we've got him here for more years after this.
And Brian's got it up on the Twitch chat, what his current contract is right now, because I'm assuming that no extension talks have been brought up at all. But essentially, it shows that his salary is running until after the 2025-26 season.
Okay, which is next year.
And yeah, there you go. If you're watching on Twitch, there Brian has it. A 4-year deal. It started in 2022 and ends in 2026. Pretty straightforward there from, I don't know what website that is, but I assume it's a reputable one. I heard that and I thought, that's weird. Was that a slip up there by Stevens? Did he mean what Ephraim Brockton was saying? We've had him here for a few years. Or was he saying that there's been an extension that got signed into the cloak of night that we don't know about? And if not, then why? You know, he said, well, we're not going to make that public. And then he goes, but he's signed here for multiple years. So it's like, okay, well, that's making it public if there was an extension. Eventually, we're going to know that initial deal is expired. And if he's still on here, then fine. Bill Belichick for 20-plus years, no one knew what his contract was, how long it was for, when he was getting extended, anything. Like, no one, what the negotiation process was like. No one has any clue about that for 2 decades. So it's not like it would be the first time that there was some sort of shady coach contract situation, agreement, extension. I don't know. Like, it wouldn't be the first time that we've seen that. It'd be the first time we've seen it maybe with the Celtics. I don't remember if Brad Stevens ever had an extension that we all talked about or that we knew about. He must have had an extension because he was there too long to just be on one contract. But I don't remember there being a big announcement about an extension, a press conference. That's not to say that there wasn't. I'm just saying I don't remember one. But if there was an extension here with Joe Mazzulla, then they've literally not talked about it at all. And that's very unusual just because he won the championship. Brad Stevens never won anything. Like, he was a good coach, but they didn't win anything. A big year for them was when they'd make it past the first round of the playoffs. That was like a big year for the Brad Stevens Celtics, which is, you know, fine. But I think that, and obviously there was more after that, but early on in his tenure anyway, that was kind of the big deal. Joe Mazzulla won a title. Joe Mazzulla winning a title and then getting extended would have been a very easy thing for them to want to have made public. It's not like that's some kind of thing you want to keep secret. Yeah, Mazzulla won, but let's not tell anybody that we're going to re-sign him.
I like watching him bleed on the court. I think it's important.
Me too, Joe. But you know what I mean? Like, that would have been a very easy one.
It could be Brad's sort of idea of like, maybe everyone knows that we're going to extend him. Because, you know, like I was saying, I don't think it's a shock, and I think the extension is well-deserved. So he might have been thinking like, oh, everyone knows we're going to re-sign him because he won a championship. You know, most coaches who do win a title, get themselves a ring, do get some kind of contract extension.
Right. I think that's absolutely right. But I also think there's a little bit of the, I hate to put it this way because I do think Joe's a good coach, but I think that with this Celtics team of the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, going back to the Ime year, you're talking about a team that was really, really overwhelmingly good. And I know they only ended up with one championship, but that was a team that, I don't want to say kind of ran itself, but kind of a little bit ran itself. It's sort of like, again, I don't think this is totally fair to Joe, but you remember that year when Steve Kerr was out and Luke Walton's kid came in and coached and they won 73 games?
They set the win record and didn't win the title.
Yeah, and you know they didn't win the title, so maybe ha-ha or canned in your face. But like, they switched coaches and didn't miss a beat. And it wasn't because Luke Walton was a great coach. Ime Udoka may be a great coach. He went to Houston and he's turned that team around and they just gave him a big extension, which they told everybody all about, by the way. They gave Ime Udoka an extension and they called the newspaper or the Houston Chronicle or whatever it is down there and they said, hey, we're giving our head coach a big extension. Put it in the paper, put it on the news. We love this coach and we want everyone to know that he's the future of our team. Joe Mazzulla either hasn't gotten an extension yet or he's gotten one and the Celtics are afraid to tell everybody. It's like when your friend has a girlfriend he doesn't want to bring out, or your girl has like a boyfriend that she's embarrassed by, you know, so she doesn't want to like bring him out to meet anybody because there's just, you know, something weird about him or something weird about the person. And it's like, Joe Mazzulla's a weird guy. Maybe it's just as simple as that. But I also think that would have been a very easy press conference and a very easy press release for the Celtics to draw up.
Mazzulla is the boyfriend that Brad Stevens doesn't want to share to the public.
Doesn't want everyone meeting him. Yeah, he doesn't want to soft launch, you know, the new head coach. Even though he's not new anymore, he's been here a while. He has won a championship. And they're still, I don't know, maybe not as sure of him as Stevens would have you believe there in that clip. Or there was an extension that we don't know about and they're perfectly fine with him. They just have this weird thing about talking about coaches and when they get extended. Either way, it's weird. Right? It's a little weird. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. All right. The 8 o'clock hour has drawn to a close, folks. That means it's time for the 9 o'clock hour. And the 9 o'clock hour is just nonstop fun. If the Celtics do something, and by something I don't mean draft some kid from Germany, the 36, or not 36, like 56, or wherever they're picking next. If they make like some big trade, we'll break in. But we got the Arcan Fire coming up at 9 o'clock. We got the Dongs coming up at 9:25. And we got Clickbait coming your way at 9:45. Nonstop grab ass for the rest of the show. A full hour of grab ass coming up here on the Christian Arcan Show. Don't touch that dial.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.